אתם עם SBS בעברית. My guest today is Yoel Herzog, the brother of the President-elect Yitzhak Herzog. Shalom and welcome to Shalom Australia on SBS Radio.
Shalom, shalom to the listeners.
Yoel, it's a big honor for your brother, for your whole family, to continue the tradition of the family, because it's not the first president in your family, president of Israel. Can you please tell us about it?
Well, it's something that is important for us, because it's a continuation of a family tradition. My brother was elected through his own deeds and his own action, but at the same time he has followed the path of our father, and I'm sure that wherever my father is, he is very happy and probably blesses him for his success and the success of the state of Israel. I think it's a very important moment in the Israeli and Jewish life to have a president who can act to unite our people, to keep the bonds together between Israel and diaspora, between Israelis themselves, between Jews and Arabs, between religious and secular. And I think he has got all the attributes which will allow him to make a great success out of it.
We are talking to Yoel Herzog, the brother of President-elect Yitzhak Herzog. Yoel, I must tell you something. I actually met your father, your late father. I met your brother few times. He was in Sydney actually 2 years ago, just before Corona in 2018. He was in Sydney, to be exact, as the head of the Jewish agency, and I've met him there. But I had the big honor of meeting your late father Chaim Herzog when he was the president of Israel. He visited the Sydney Jewish community in, it was the mid-80s, and
exactly.
It was such a big excitement for the Jewish community to have for the first time Israeli president visiting Australia. So I think that your late father and now your brother have this tradition of uniting the Jewish communities around the world.
That's true. And I think it's a very important issue today, because we have seen it, even in the last events, that different Jewish communities have different visions and views, and we have to look for what unites us and not what divides us. We have differences in religious practicing in certain places. We have difference in philosophy. We have difference in approach. And what's important is the support for the state of Israel, support for the Jewish people, fight against anti-Semitism, which is a terrible thing everywhere. And I think this is something very important. The government of Israel decided to name after my late father a museum for the Jewish soldiers during the World War. And there were 1.5 million Jewish soldiers in all armies during the Second World War fighting the Nazis. And that museum is in Latrun, and it will bear the name of my late father, who was one of those soldiers, and in fact was the only Jewish person present physically at the capitulation of Nazi Germany, and the one who caught Himmler and interrogated him. So it's something very important, first of all, for us, that the honor of putting the name of our late father to this museum. But I think it's very important to give tribute to the 1.5 million Jews who fought Nazi period, and especially now when we see such a rise in anti-Semitism everywhere, we hope none of us will have to be mobilized to fight against it physically, but we have to fight against anti-Semitism in any case, and I think it's one of the challenges of our period also.
We know that your late father was in the British Army, and he actually went into the death camps with the British Army and witnessed.
He liberated, was amongst the liberators of Bergen-Belsen death camp, and he also caught and interrogated Himmler.
We're talking to Yoel Herzog, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Yoel, I would like to mention also your late grandfather, Rabbi Yitzhak Halevi Herzog. And your father was fighting in the British Army. Your grandfather was also fighting during the Second World War, a different war. He actually went in the middle of the war. He went to the States to try and meet the president.
Well, in fact, he went to Rome to visit the Pope. He went to Amsterdam before Holland was taken over to meet the Queen. And then he went to the United States to meet Franklin Roosevelt and beg them to do something in order to stop the massacre of Jews. It was before it was known about the death camps, but he basically said that that's what will happen. Got the agreement of the church to save as many Jewish children in convents. And afterwards, in 1946, he went back and visited convent by convent throughout Europe for 8 months to collect whatever Jewish orphans he was able to collect and bring them to Israel. They were called the children of Rabbi Herz. And he fought to get out of Nazi Germany some prominent Jewish figures who came to Israel, and to try and reduce the murder of Jews wherever it was possible. For instance, interventions to save part of the Romanian Jewry, Hungarian Jewry, etc. Not always it succeeded, but he had a very extensive diplomatic activities during those years.
So it seems that both your grandfather and your father were contributed a lot to a Jewish life, to the Jewish people. And I just wanted to mention before we go something really symbolic that your grandfather did, and your father did it 40 years later. And I'm talking about your grandfather tore the white book, a Sefer HaLevan that the British published that limited immigration to then mandatory Palestine in just before the Second World War. He tore the book. And he was really upset about it. And your late father tore the very famous or infamous UN resolution in front of the General Assembly.
It was there was this motion to declare Zionism as a form of racism. And he made a very famous speech, considered one of the great speeches of the century, in order to protest in the name of the Jewish people, and finalized it by tearing this resolution, saying that for the Jewish people it's just a piece of paper and it will be treated as such. And in fact, I very humbly had the occasion 2 years ago. There were 7 resolutions against Israel in the Human Rights Council, which were one worse than the other. And we made a very big demonstration in front of the UN, and I was invited to tear that one, which I did, just in order to keep this family tradition very modestly. But indeed, when we have to stand for the Jewish people, we have to stand for the Jewish people.
Yoel Herzog, the grandson of Yitzhak Halevi Herzog, the son of Chaim Herzog, and now you can be proud being the brother of Yitzhak Herzog, the new elected president of Israel. Thank you so much, and mazal tov to you and to your family. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.